The bass fishing business has taken some dramatic new steps, and with me today is Charlie Evans of FLW Outdoors. And Charlie, last Tuesday, big news from FLW Outdoors.
Absolutely. A very exciting time for us and hopefully for everybody involved in fishing. It's something that creates more opportunities for more anglers, and our sport is indeed growing and got some bright future ahead.
Well, there's no doubt about it that FLW has raised the bar, and I got to give credit where credit's due. Irwin Jacobs, yourself, Charlie Hoover, a lot of guys, you went into it and you raised the money in particular. Also, the number of participants really significantly grew with FLW Outdoors in the last few years.
I got to tell you, there's three things that I always, every morning when I get up and after saying my prayers, thank God I'm getting up one more day and have an opportunity out there for another day, there's some people that definitely have an impact on my life, and I think on millions of other lives too. And one being Forrest Elwood, we carry his name, and the way he goes about living his life, conducting his business, is an example for us in our business, and then a great example for Americans everywhere, we think. And certainly, Irwin Jacobs, what tremendous abilities this guy's got, what vision he's got. He's got a business mind that just works better than any supercomputer you could ever imagine. He is sharp, intelligent, quick-witted. He's got tremendous energy and just a great inspiration to all of us. And then, again, thank God for Walmart's involvement in our sport. I mean, to have the world's largest corporation out there saying this is something that we want to get behind, that we believe that fishing is good for our business and for our country is – That's a tremendous combination to have that, and so we're in a very fortunate situation.
Well, the new FLW series has been something that's really, it has some changes that I think are significant. Number one, you're inviting the bass guys over a little bit. And number two, you had a couple of rule changes with off-limits that I'd like for you to address if you could.
Sure, I'd be glad to, yeah. Again, as Irwin stated earlier, I think everybody understands what we did was we had a lot of calls, a lot of requests from people saying, we're not sure that we've got $55,000. Is there something, can we fit in the FLW tour? And the answer there, obviously, is, gosh, it's completely full. And so the need arose to accommodate more people that might have been shut out of the sport, and that's the purpose for it, is to keep people out there involved in our sport, which we think is the greatest sport on earth. It's the one place where people stand on common ground that really enjoy the sport and enjoy competition, so we don't want anybody to get shut out. So the FLW series is created for that purpose. Gosh, we also recognize that people that have been involved with bass for a number of years have some things that they're very used to, and that's the type of format they did. So we created this thing for those folks that couldn't afford the $55,000 or for whatever their reason no longer wanted to compete there that they feel comfortable with. And so the four-day accumulated weight we thought was something that, again, we would do our cut weight. Those things are just a matter of choice, and there's not a big philosophical difference either way between that. We can do it either way, and I guess we'll try it this way. We got the tour with the cut weights, and we'll have the series with accumulated weight, and time will tell, guess which one will be the dominant, or maybe we'll continue on with both those things where you just have two totally different choices, and it's like buying chocolate or vanilla. You know, you can have the flavor of your choice.
Well, you know, the one thing that comes out that sticks out, and I think that's great the way you're doing this. In particular, I think it's great that you're going to allow the bass guys over and do those kind of things. But one thing sticks out more than anything else to me in the announcement was the off-limits period, and also, you know, the ability to be able to fish with guides and some of that kind of stuff in the series.
Well, again, the 12-day off limits, and the reason for the 12 days is so there's only one weekend that's affected. And we truly do want to encourage people to be on the water and be out fishing. That's our stance in the FLW Tour in all of our series with no off limits. It goes against our grain to tell people don't go fishing because our job is to encourage people to go out and go fishing. Again, a lot of the folks we'll have in this new series have been used to some off limits, so we put some in there, but again, it will only affect one weekend. So for people that fish on weekends, there's only one weekend that would be involved in the off limits in this setup here. And again, for the fact that are people getting help in tournaments, I got to tell you that I've been involved in this business for, as you know, Terry, for over 25 years, and professional bass anglers are called that because they truly are professionals. They are the top, the best of the best. There's not many people out there that can help them. They don't need a whole lot of help. These guys here are truly, I watch them perform tournament after tournament after tournament, and the things that they do are totally remarkable, unbelievable. Their ability to put together patterns and react to changing conditions, and they always, the cream always rises to the top because they are indeed the very best in the business.
Well, there's no doubt about it. Charlie, we're aging ourselves here a little bit because I've been around with you for those 25 years, and you know, way back to the Mike Whitaker days when he started the Red Man Tournament Trail. It's kind of an evolving situation that I see in bass fishing, and you guys are trying to step up, and I think it's kind of unique from the standpoint is, you know, this thing took the world by storm because when you had this new series, you came out and you were also announcing at the same time the new Strend series, a big Berkeley announcement, everything all going on at the same time. So I know it had to be a feverish pace for you guys down at FLW.
A very exciting time for us. And again, we've got a group of folks here in our company, and I'm so privileged to be a part of it. A group of people with a great ability, with a lot of tournament experience. All of our tournament directors are tournament anglers, and a lot of people on our staff are dyed-in-the-wool fishermen, and fishing is our background and what we do and what we love, and our people have a passion for what they do that goes beyond just reporting for work and getting a paycheck. And so we've got great people that are able to put together these programs, which I say sometimes continually amaze me that we were able to accomplish those things that we do, but it's because of the folks that we have, and also because of our respect for our customers and our understanding of what provides our paycheck, and we're just so delighted to be of service to people that love this sport.
Well, a lot of folks may not know, I mean, you started as a tournament director and have made it to president and CEO, and that's because of hard work and everything. Now, let's talk about the championship a little bit, if we can, Charlie. You know, it's going to be some changes here from 40 guys to 80 guys here in the near future. And tell me what about some of the challenges associated with that, maybe.
It's more opportunities than challenges, Terry. It is. Yeah, we are going to involve more people, and they'll have more chances to get there. But in truth, with our bracket-style competition where George Cochran last year had to defeat 13 people to win the $500,000. He had to beat one in round one and round two, and then 11 in the final round. So he had to beat 13 people to win $500,000. For those people that qualify for the 2007 Forest Wood Cup, they'll actually only have to beat 12. You got one in round one, one in round two, one in round three, and then nine in round four. So the odds are actually a little bit better this time around, but the money is much better. George Cochran, if he wins in 2007, will win $1 million instead of $500,000. So we think that's a pretty exciting thing. And again, we provide more opportunities for more people to get to that level of competition and fish for that part of that $2 million purse.
Well, you mentioned that $1 million, and that is if you are a Ranger owner. You talked about Irwin Jacobs being the marketeer that he is. Man, oh, man, you start thinking about it, that might put a couple guys in a Ranger boat that might not have been in one.
We certainly are getting lots of those calls, and I know that Ranger and sales reps and dealers are getting some calls where people are taking a more serious look. And obviously, Irwin is in the boat business and has done a great job of increasing market share for the brands that Jinmar is involved in. And certainly, there are lots of incentives for people to take a real close look at getting in one of the brands that's associated with FLW Outdoors.
Well, no doubt about it. You guys align yourself very well with your sponsors. There's no question about the model is much different than the BASS model. Charlie, I appreciate you being with me, taking time out of a hectic schedule to be here on Bass Fan Radio.
My pleasure. Be glad to do it anytime, Terry.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.